This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The House on Wednesday approved and sent to the Senate a landmark $1.1 trillion spending bill that fills in the blanks of December's budget agreement and sets a new template for appropriations for the remainder of President Barack Obama's second term. Adopted 359-67, the giant measure literally touches every corner of government. The wide bipartisan support in the House should help build momentum next in the Senate, and lawmakers are racing against a clock that requires final action by Saturday. Until then, the government will remain operating under a stopgap resolution that was again extended Wednesday. But the leadership is determined that the interim measures in there and the year-long omnibus be put in place to ensure no more threats of shutdown. Voting delegates to the American Farm Bureau Federation's 95th annual meeting this week approved resolutions that will provide the organization with authority from its grassroots members to push Congress toward the goal line on unfinished issues like the Farm Bill and ag labor. In addition to AFBF President Bob Stallman being reelected, Barry Beshew was reelected to a third two-year term as AFBF Vice President at the 95th American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting. Beshew is a berry and nursery plant producer from Boring, Oregon, and also serves as Oregon Farm Bureau President. The American Farm Bureau Federation presented its highest honor, the Distinguished Service Award, to Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana and Dr. Abner Womack during the convention. AFBF established the Distinguished Service Award to honor individuals who have devoted their careers to serving agriculture. Winners of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Achievement Award, Discussion Meet, and Excellence in Agriculture competitions were announced at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention. Young farmers and ranchers from around the country competed for the awards by demonstrating knowledge of and achievement in agriculture, as well as commitment to promoting the agriculture industry. Brandon and Catherine Witt of Tennessee won the Achievement Award. They are the winners of either a 2014 Chevrolet Silverado or a 2014 GMC Sierra, courtesy of General Motors. Nathan Prill of Michigan won the discussion meet. He will have his choice of either a 2014 Chevy Silverado or 2014 GMC Sierra. Linda McClanahan of Kentucky won the Excellence in Agriculture Award. And she will also receive her choice of either a 2014 Chevy Silverado or GMC Sierra. AFBF and the Georgetown University McDonough School of Business Global Social Enterprise Initiative have announced a partnership to help strengthen rural America. The multi-year collaboration will address solutions to building greater economic opportunity and security for those who live in rural communities, starting with a program involving the Georgetown Entrepreneurship Initiative to advance rural entrepreneurship. The GSEI Entrepreneurship Initiative and AFBF collaboration kicked off with remarks by Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and AFBF President Bob Stallman. In comments, Vilsack credited the effort as a private, collaborative way to help spur entrepreneurial spirit that will lead to small business creation in rural America. Voting delegates at the 95th annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau Federation approved Illinois Farm Bureau's policy submittals to protect the proprietary data rights of farmers and to prevent certain changes to AFBF's renewable fuels policy. Rapidly advancing precision agriculture has enabled farmers to collect data on yields, soils, inputs applied, and other variables. These advances in data collection hold the potential to be a very beneficial management tool for farmers and agriculture companies. However, control of the data and its uses are of growing concern to farmers. IFBA's data policy, which was a new policy submitted and adopted by the delegates, requires AFBF to support efforts to better educate farmers and ranchers on data collection and support the rights of farmers who provide their data to agricultural companies. Additionally, Illinois Farm Bureau delegates helped to block submitted changes to AFBF's RFS policy, which would have eliminated renewable fuels tax incentives for biodiesel and cellulosic ethanol, as well as federal incentives for gas stations to install blender pumps. The AFBF annual convention took place January 12th through 15th in San Antonio. An estimated 7,000 people from 50 states and Puerto Rico attended, including 362 farmer and rancher delegates who voted on grassroots policies and policy amendments. Finding our place in the new political landscape is the theme for the 2014 Illinois Farm Bureau Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference, scheduled for February 26th and 27th at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. With 2 days of general sessions and workshops, you will find your compass, along with timely information and tools you need to help advance our agenda and protect your bottom line. GALC workshop sessions will focus on a number of issues, including Farm Bill, Renewable Fuel Standard, local government, rural development, transportation, environment, and legislative issues update, just to name a few. One of the keynote sessions will help you navigate through the choppy political waters of Congress. Former Congressman Jerry Costello will discuss the new political scene and how we can be of importance in Washington. He will guide you in finding your way with your congressman. Again, this year you'll see firsthand what happens when hundreds of farmers, just like you, partner together on issues during the statewide legislative reception on Wednesday evening. The cost of the conference is $50 for Wednesday only, $30 for Thursday, or $70 for both days. To register for the conference or to obtain additional information, contact your County Farm Bureau. The Illinois Farm Bureau, in partnership with ADT Security through its most tenured dealer, PowerLink LLC, has introduced a new member benefit available to all County Farm Bureau members. ADT Security, which offers 24-hour alarm monitoring services for protection against burglary, fire, and high levels of carbon monoxide in the home, along with other services, is now available to County Farm Bureau members at a discounted rate. County Farm Bureau members can save $5 off monthly monitoring and receive a free security system valued at $850. The benefit also includes free monitored smoke detector services and homeowners insurance savings. To take advantage of this member benefit, County Farm Bureau members can call 1-877-289-4070 to speak with an ADT representative. ADT has been providing home security services for over 135 years and is recognized as a leading industry expert. Illinois Farm Bureau is proud to add this new benefit to our suite of member benefits. To learn more about all the membership benefits available to County Farm Bureau members, visit www.ilfb.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.